One of the strongest desires of human beings is to be a good person. That is why today's way number 23, harnessing a good heart, is such a powerful tool for living. Every human being is a spiritual soul. The soul wants to connect with God, it wants to live with truth, do the right thing, and have meaningful accomplishments. That's why Judaism's answer to the question, are human beings basically good, is yes, because the soul wants only good. But our souls are connected to our bodies, and the body has many desires, for comfort, for physical gratification, for ego gratification. The free will struggle in human beings is for the soul to control the body, and it is a tough and challenging battle. But the drives of the body are not all negative. The soul has a powerful ally, the drive of the body, to do good. This is called a good heart, because in Jewish understanding, the heart is the seat of desires and emotions. The proof of the power of this drive is that we are all willing to die for it. A suicide bomber is dying to be good, according to his concept. All of us would have something we could not do, kill 100 children, betray our family, even if we would be killed if we didn't. We know that if we did it, we couldn't think of ourselves as good people. You can see it in yourself if you ask yourself, if you had to choose, would you be happy, wise, or good? No one could answer that they would rather be a happy but evil person or a wise but evil person. If you feel you aren't good, it eats away at you. Even evil people have to find a way to rationalize that they are good. My father was a policeman in New York and told me that they never caught a criminal, even for a terrible crime like child molesting, who didn't have an excuse. Since the drive to be good is so powerful, we need a way to use it in living. But we have to know what good is. That isn't so clear. If you asked an evil man or a good man, are you a good man? The evil man would be more likely to think he is a good man. A terrorist who is doing evil thinks he is a really good man. The average person in Western society thinks he's a good man as long as he isn't actively hurting others. So what's the definition of good? As we mentioned in 48 Way number 4, Bina Talev, all of us have wants and feel-likes. Wants are permanent and meaningful. We want wisdom, meaningful relationships, to help people, to make the world a better place, to have self-respect. Feel-likes are transitory and comfortable sensations. We feel like reading escapist literature rather than learning wisdom. We feel like shallow relationships rather than putting in the effort for deeper relationships. We feel like having other people give us respect, even if it isn't based on real accomplishments. Wants are really the longings of the soul. Feel-likes, the longing of the body. The Jewish definition of good is to live with what you want, not what you feel like. The Torah expresses this definition in a deeper way. In Devarim, Moshe says to the Jewish people, I have placed before you today life and good, death and evil. Then he commands the Jewish people to choose life. He means to tell us that choosing life over death is choosing good over evil. But what does that mean? Even an evil person wants to live. Moshe is telling us to choose our wants, everything that leads to a meaningful life. Our feel-likes represent death on the installment plan. The rabbis say a righteous person is alive even after he is dead because he lives on in the world to come and his impact lives after him. They say a wicked person is dead even when he is alive because he is destroying himself while he is alive. It's hard to do this all the time. Most of us do it sometimes, fail at other times. So how do we know if we are good people or not? The Torah tells us we are good people if we are willing to follow our desire to be good to the extent of really seeking truth and being able to follow it wherever it leads. Joseph's brothers are considered the good and righteous ancestors of the Jewish people, even though they misjudged him, wanted to kill him, and sold him as a slave. Why? Because even though they thought they were right when they sold Joseph, they were willing to consider they made a mistake. They wanted to find out, and when they found out, they were ready to admit it and change. In contrast, imagine a suicide bomber who is ready to blow himself up with a bus of women and children based on what he thinks is good. You say to him, you think you are doing the right thing because the Koran said so. How do you know that the Koran is true? Maybe Muhammad was a liar when he said God spoke to him. Do you think he's going to say, that's an interesting question, I never thought of that. Or here are my proofs that the Koran is true. We know that he wouldn't do that, and he would blow you up for attacking the Prophet Muhammad. An evil man who thinks he is good has no interest in finding the truth. Once you are focused on following truth, place your drive to be a good person behind it and live with it. Choose life on a constant basis. Realize that this is your pleasure. Being good is the third of the five levels of pleasure. We would sacrifice the pleasure of love in order to be good. Nelson Mandela gave up many years with his family to fight for his cause. Certainly, we would give up any of our physical pleasures in order to be good. Although being good is also painful, pain is not the opposite of pleasure, as we will talk about in 48 Way number 25, accepting pain. We all have in us the willingness to die to be good. If something is important enough for you to die for, then it's important enough to live for. If the Jewish people mean enough to you that you would fight in the Israeli army for their survival, live for them and commit yourself to their cause. Jewish law, prayer, commitment to Torah learning are all testing grounds for using your desire to be good. Appreciate that it's good, choosing life to keep halacha, daven with a minyan, learn something every day. Whenever you hear something that is true, fight to understand it. Make it your own and do something about it. That is the bottom line of being a good person.